Senator Elizabeth Warren heads into the Iowa caucuses today and the New Hampshire primary next week, with polls showing her lagging behind Bernie Sanders, Joe Biden, and Pete Buttigieg. A key to the Democratic presidential nomination this year will likely be Latino voters, and WBUR's Fred Tice reports Warren is trying to catch up in courting those voters.
Warren got a late start with Latinos. For example, she did not hire a national Latinx outreach director until September, months after some other candidates. But she's catching up. Matt Barreto co-founded Latino Decisions, a research and polling firm concentrating on the Latino community.
We are seeing her numbers increase there, and her outreach efforts appear to be starting to make inroads.
Very much a part of those outreach efforts is Ivelisse D'Onofrio. She lives in Windham, New Hampshire, and knocks on doors for Warren in Nashua, which has the largest proportion of Latinos in New Hampshire. D'Onofrio, who is originally from Puerto Rico, says many of the Latino voters she meets identify with Warren's story.
This is a woman that does not come from wealth. It is a woman that comes from a hardworking family. She learned about her dad not being able to work at a time because he had health issues, and her mother was able to work and sustain her family. She feels like a person that understands what middle United States is all about.
Another Warren supporter is Massachusetts State Representative John Santiago. He's also an emergency room physician.
I mean, ultimately, why people come to the emergency room, particularly at a place like Boston Medical Center, it's largely as a result of what's going on in their communities and the issues they're facing, whether it's poverty, racism, sexism, violence, these big issues. And so you need big plans and big ideas. And to me, Elizabeth Warren really gets those big ideas. She understands the need for big structural change.
Not everyone sees it that way. Matt Barreto explains that Warren is third among the Democratic candidates in support from Latinos.
She still is behind the front runners, which right now are Bernie Sanders by a little bit over Joe Biden. Both of those two gentlemen have very high name recognition. They're much more of household names.
Sanders is drawing supporters like Carlos Cardona, who grew up in a shantytown in Puerto Rico. He now lives in Laconia, New Hampshire. Like many millennials, he says he was drawn to Sanders' long track record as a progressive.
For a guy that is in, you know, as old as he is, he's getting more young people than any other candidate. And the reason why is he's focusing on the issues that matter for the generation that is taking the lead now in America. And my community, Hispanic and LGBT community, recognizes that.
Polling by Latino Decisions found the top issues for Latinos are health care and jobs in the economy. That's what State Representative Andy Vargas of Haverhill hears as he knocks on doors in New Hampshire.
So I think one of the keys with Latino voters is that a lot of folks think that we're single-issue voters, that all we care about is immigration, right? And the reality is that that's probably not the number one issue for the Latino community to begin with.
Vargas praises Warren for her detailed plans on bread-and-butter issues, including education. Campaigning for Warren, he says he's impressed by how many Latino-specific door-knocking campaigns he's seen.
And so I've been up to New Hampshire multiple times now where the lists that we get are specifically for Latino homes, and we're talking to Latino families in their language, in Spanish, listening to them, following up with them. And I think that level of intentionality will pay off in the long run.
Latino Decisions estimates that 13% of likely Democratic voters in Massachusetts and 3% in New Hampshire are Latino. Those numbers are not huge, but enough to affect a close primary. And Barreto says Latinos are highly motivated to vote this election season. Latino Decisions found 74% of California Latino voters said they were 100% certain to vote in that state's primary, which will have a profound impact on the race.
Just from the Latino vote in California and Texas combined, there are more what we might call Latino delegates at play than Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, and Nevada combined, those four early states. So really, the Latino vote on Super Tuesday could restructure the presidential race if one of the candidates does well.
Warren is trying to position herself to be one of those candidates. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.